Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Pesach Shem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Sadiches. We are going to be learning Se'ifim, Beis, Gimel, and Dalid. This is page Reish Samach Dalid, Amr Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch, where again we're talking about how to measure the Alpayim Amma outside of a city. So we said that if it's a rectangular city or a square city, so you just measure 2,000 Amos from each side, and you square that off. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Haisa Agula, if it is a round city, Osan Lo Zavios, Roma Sekilu B'Tocha Meruba. Then you square off the circle of a round city, and then you measure from that square. And then you go 2,000 amos from that square. And then you gain the corners, meaning beyond the city limits. And similarly, if the city was a triangle, or that the city has a lot of different angles to it, meaning it's a jaggedy edge, it has angles all over the place. So you square it off. And then you go outside, you can carry outside of that square, once you square it off, 2,000 amos in every direction. That we extend the square to use the long end of the triangle to make a square out of that. So the narrow end of the triangle becomes squared off. Tzlaus rabos sheish l'shisha zavios shmona. Tzlaus rabos means it has six corners or eight corners. Moshkena chut l'rabba kenegna mekomasiyos rechavn ba. You take the widest area of that city and you use that to square it off. Umeam ruba ve'elach modin alpay mamel kol tzad. And once you square it off, you measure 2,000 amos on all sides. Save gimel kishuhu meraba. When you do square off a circle, meraba beribua ha'olam. A circle could be, you know, when we're dealing with something that has straight lines and edges and things like that, so we have to use the widest part to start squaring it off. But when you're dealing with a circle, you could technically square it off in any angle or any direction. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us that you're supposed to do it based on the ruchos ha'olam kishu meraba meraba ribua olam. That the top side of the square should be directly north, on the right side directly east, on the bottom directly south, and the other side directly west. Says the Mishnah Berurah Zayin, Hainu she'enu yachol lasos ribua kama she'yirtzeh. You can't just square it off however you'd like. Ela dafka lefi ruchos ha'olam. You have to do it based on the directions of the world. Darum keneged darum, tzafon keneged tzafon, misham la'alan modin alpayim amah. North, south, east, west, and then 2,000 amos in each direction from there. Se'if dalid, ha'yisa ruchava mitzal echad, uktsara mitzal echad. If the city was wide on one end and it narrows on the other end, not quite like a triangle, doesn't come to a point, but it narrows on one end. Rona sekilu kula rechava. We view it as if the whole thing is wide. Haisa asuya kamin gam o kekeshes. If it was shaped like an L or shaped like a rainbow, im yesh bein shnei roshei apachs me arba'as alaf imama. If between the two ends of the L or the two ends of the rainbow, to draw from one end to the other end is less than 4,000 amos, modid lamin hayaser. Then we measure the 2,000 amos from the line that you would draw from one end of the rainbow to the other. So if you view the bow as if it were like a bow and arrow, so the string that you would pull back, right? That's the line that you start your 2,000 amos from. If the distance between the one end and the other end is less than 4,000 amos, vakeshes kilu humale batim, and the actual bow, we view it as if it were filled with houses. V'im haya ben shnei rosheha arba'as alafim, but if the distance between the two ends of the bow are 4,000 amos or more, then ein modedin la ela min hakeshes. Then you only measure it from the keshes itself, from the bow itself, yeah, and you do not measure it from the what's called the yeser, which is the line that you would draw from one end house to the other end house. Says Rama, the yesh omrim min hamakom sheniskatzer sham hakeshes shein bo arba alaf mama, that you start the 2,000 amah measurement from the place where it narrows enough that it's less than 4,000 amos when you were to draw a line across. So it could be that it's shaped like a giant bow. bow, and the two ends of the bow are really 5,000 amos from each other, but as it narrows, at some point, as you're narrowing, you get to within 4,000 amos from each other, and that's where you draw your line from which you're going to measure your 2,000 amos. So that's this Yesh Omrim of the Ramah. That's all if between the actual bow and the Yeser, which again is that straight line, is more than 2,000 amos. But if there isn't even 2,000 amos between them, then for sure you measure from the Yeser, which again is that straight line from one end to the other. And that's what it seems that we should be Shabbos. So let's see the Meshubra Si'if Katan Ches Ki'ilu Kula Rechava. We said if it was wide on one end and narrow on the other end, we view it as if it were all wide. When you come to measure the tchum by the narrow end, we don't measure from the wall, that you add on to the size of the city, the imaginary size of the city, as if it were squared off from the wide side. And it's from there that you measure the 2,000 amos. Kmin gam, if it's L-shaped, to os yivanis utzurasa kmin chaf pshuta, it's an os yivanis which is L-shaped, meaning it's chaf pshuta means not like the letter chaf that we have, chaf pshuta means an end of chaf, you know, chaf sofit. O kikeshes, shabate b'nuyim kachatzi eagle. Kikeshes means that it's in a semicircle. Ubein shnei rasha makom panui. And between one end of the semicircle and the other, it's wide open space. Pachos me arbas alaf mamos. So if it's less than 4,000 amos of wide open space between one end of the semicircle and the other, shetchum rosh shalzu muvla b'toch tchum rosh ha'acher, where the tchum of one of the house at one end is going to overlap with the tchum of the house at the other end, nasis yirachas al yidei zed, that makes it all to be considered one city. V'ron kilu ayim alibatim makom achalol. And then we view it as if all the space in between, inside that semicircle, ki'ilu, it's filled with houses, and therefore we measure the 2,000 amos from the edge of that keshes and on. A yeser is what the word we use to describe the string that goes from one end of the bow to the other end of the bow. If you're shooting a bow and arrow, it's the thing you would pull back to shoot the arrow. So that straight string, that straight line from one end of the bow to the other end of the bow is what we call a yeser in this si'if. And we only measure the 2,000 amos from there and on. Veroen kala rochav. Veroen as kala rochav. So this is going where the Shulchan Aruch says we view the entire width between the Yeser and the Keshes as if it's full of houses. Vachinami l'inyasu yukamin gam. And the same is true if it were shaped like an L. Roen kilu malaya batim b'ribua mimizrach l'marav mitzafon l'darom. We view it as if the whole thing was filled with homes inside the L. V'gam b'zed dafke main bein shnei rosha agam b'alachsam mizav l'zav z'rak paks me'arba alof mama. And that's also only if one end of the L and the other end of the L are within 4,000 amos of each other. Ki ilu hu malei batim, as if we were filled with houses. Val ken yach leilich kol ha-chalol shemin rosh ha-keshes ada yeser veino lo b'cheshem alpayim. And therefore, as long as you stay within that semicircle, that doesn't even start to count toward your 2,000 amos, because that's considered as if it's full of houses, if it's part of the city. V'chein lin yin ha-rochav yach leilich midromo shal ha-keshes litzvono derech ha-lolo. And the same is true when it comes to the width of it. You could go from the south of that bow to the north through the open space. And you get another 2,000 amos from the northernmost side and on. Because the entire bow and everything that fills it is and the whole empty space inside of it is considered as if it's full. So this is going on the end of the Mechaber, where he says that you can only, when there's 4,000 amos or more, then you can only measure from the keshes. Hatam, the reason is the kivin dein muvlon atchum and zebeze. Since the tchum of one house at one end and the other house at the other end do not overlap with one another, v'yafshel ha'alich mikseh keshes ha'echad likseh ha'sheni, and therefore you cannot walk on Shabbos from one end to the other end. Al kein yafshel lachshav ha'chalul b'chlal ir. So therefore you cannot consider the empty space as part of the city. V'olu b'toch shir alpayim. And it counts toward the shear of 2,000 amos. V'eskimu aposkim, and the poskim agree, dekol zeh k'shirotza le'lechterech ha'chalol shel ha'keshes ad ha'yeser v'hala. That's only if you plan on going in the space inside the semicircle, and then beyond it, beyond where the yeser would be. Avl mutarim le'lech saviv derech ha'batim shebekeshes at k'seh ha'keshes u'misham ve'elech modna al'payim ama. But if you want to just trace the houses along the semicircle and keep walking along those roads where there are houses the whole way, you can go from one end all the way to the other end and then start counting your 2,000 amos from there. It's only if you want to go into the empty space, you want to take a direct line through the empty space, that doesn't work. Once you're traveling only in the city, it's all considered to be like Arba Amos. Then the Ramah said that there's a Yeshomrim, that you start counting the 2,000 amos from where it narrows enough to the point where it's less than 4,000 amos from each other. This opinion holds that even though at the ends of the keshes it's more than 4,000 amos apart, since in the middle it narrows to the point that it's less than 4,000 amos, we view that space as if it's full of homes. And we begin to measure the 2,000 amos even for those who live in the end of the keshes, or the gag hakeshes, I guess you would call the midpoint of the keshes, only from that place, from that spot and on. And we don't start measuring their 2,000 amos from their own house. Because it's only from there that it starts to spread out to more than 4,000 amos. If they only have alpayim amma between them. We have in our version of the Ramah, it says avalim ein beinehem alpayim modin b'chol inyan min hayeser. It should be avalim ein beinehem ela alpayim. That if there's only 2,000 amos, then you're modin from the yeser b'chol inyan min hayeser. Kivud hayeser muvla toch hatchum v'yachol agia elav min hakeshes. Since the yeser is within your tchum and you could get there from the keshes, ro'in kilu malei batim kol hachol. Then we view the entire empty area of the semicircle as if it's full of homes. Vain magen Avram shadaito delo mahani zerak la yoshin brashi akesas shiyucholden leilech merosh zel lerosh acher. Magen Avram says this only helps for people at the ends of the keshes, that they can go from one end to the other end after yosem ear ba'alafim, even though it's more than 4,000 amos. Avalol yoshin begag hakeshes, but not to the people who live at the top of the semicircle, at the midpoint of the semicircle. Lamaila shiyim to do min hayeser, that they're allowed to measure from the yeser. Avla achronim cholken alav, but the achronim disagree with daitim, and they hold the mahani gam liyoshim begag hakeshes shiyim to do min hayeser hatchum shabbos. That even the people that live in the middle of the semicircle are allowed to start measuring their Tchum Shabbos from the Yeser. Vida, and you should know, the Lekuli Amal Mutarim Balei Kesha Zeh L'Chalpayim Mam B'Teim L'Maila B'Chal Inyin. Everyone holds that the Balei Akeshes, the people who own the homes there, are allowed to go the 2,000 amos from their homes and above, regardless, meaning they're allowed to go past, meaning not inside the semicircle, but past the semicircle, 2,000 amos past there, that they're for sure allowed to do. Okay, so to review what we learned tonight, in Siv Beis we said that if you have a round city, you square it off, and similarly, if you have a city that has a lot of different angles and edges, you square it off based on the widest side, or triangular city is squared off based on the widest side. In Siv Gimel, we said that when you're squaring off a circle, you do it based on the Ruchos Ha'olam. And then in Siv Dalet, we spoke about where you have a semicircle of a city. So if the two ends of the semicircle are within 4,000 amos of one another, you view the whole area in between as if it's full of homes, and you can measure the Tchum Shabbos from the straight line that would connect the two end houses. But if there are more than 4,000 amos apart from each other, so then you're going to have to, the Mechaber would say, you can only measure from the from your actual home in the keshes. You can't view the middle part as if it's filled in. But the Rama says you can measure it as if it's filled in up until the point where it gets to 4,000 amos apart from each other. So in the toward the top of the keshes, where it's still narrower than 4,000 amos, that you could view as if it's filled in with homes. But only once it widens enough that it's 4,000 amos from each other, that's where you're gonna have to measure your 2,000. Amos. Okay, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Se'ifim Hey and Vav, and tomorrow, stay tuned to the WhatsApp exactly what time, and we'll be at a wedding in Passaic, so probably at some point we'll come to you from Passaic tomorrow on the Zoom. Everyone have a wonderful evening.